Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Midwest Partnership Development Corporation Administrative and Marketing Coordinator Peter Johnson.
So the Midwest Partnership Golf Outing is coming up this Friday. Can you just talk a little bit about what this event is and what it does?
Yeah, so this is an annual golf fundraiser that we do. This is currently going to be the 26th golf outing. And what it does for us is it helps promote local businesses. People can come network with other businesses in the local area, and they can also, we have different sponsorships available. So there's hole sponsorships that'll have your sign put up at one of the holes on the course. There's a food and beverage sponsorship that will, you know, help pay for the food and beverages at the event. There's going to be a hole-in-one event on the 16th hole of the course that's been paid for. So if somebody hits a hole-in-one on the 16th hole of the course, they'll get $5,000 as a prize. And what this does is it helps provide funding for our organization for the year, and just sort of, you know, I guess more fun way than just membership dues and whatnot. And I think a golf outing is a good way to, you know, help promote ourselves as an organization and what we do for the communities that we serve.
Now, in terms of that, you know, what does the Midwest Partnership do?
So what we do is we promote economic development in Adair and Guthrie counties. That can come in a lot of different ways. We try to work with already established businesses in the area to see if we can help them in any way, if that comes with expansion of their current business. We do a lot of site selection work. So people that are, or companies that are looking to move into the area, sometimes will contact us and say, hey, we're looking for a building that meets XYZ requirements. We will try to help them move into the area by helping them select a site that meets their criteria. And we work with a lot of realtors and different organizations that help promote their stuff for building availability and site availability, like if there's any land for sale and whatnot. So that's some of our main work, but also people that are looking to start up businesses, we can help them find the proper resources. If they're interested in maybe starting up a business in one of the communities that we serve, we can be a good resource for where that, what the steps they need to take are, who they need to contact to begin that process.
Now, in terms of that, I know you mentioned that the money raised during this golf outing goes to help those initiatives and what Midwest Partnership does. So how important is the golf outing to what you guys look to accomplish throughout the year?
It's pretty important for us. We normally receive some funding from Adair and Guthrie counties themselves every year, but this outing really provides us a good funding boost for, it is a big portion of what we do in terms of funding. So, I mean, having a successful outing each year is important to us, not only for the businesses and people we serve in the community, but for ourselves and helping us provide services to those people. So it is important for us to have this fundraising event so we can, you know, continue to do what we do and help the communities.
Now, in terms of this year, were you guys able to hold the annual golf outing last year, you know, really during the height of the pandemic?
There was one last year. It obviously was a little bit less prominent as we would have liked because of COVID. I wasn't on the staff at then. I started working here earlier this year, but we were really happy that we were able to continue it on for this year because we know last year wasn't exactly the way we'd wanted to with COVID and all the complications. But this year we're glad that we're able to have it and have as many people as we're able to, because obviously things are starting to come back a little bit and it's a good opportunity for us to have businesses kind of convene together again now that things are starting to normalize.
Now, how important is that aspect? You know, you mentioned that it's kind of like a networking style event while also raising money in the process. How important is it for those businesses and the representatives from those businesses to come together during this event and really build that network?
It's really important. I myself am going to be there, and this is my first golf outing with the company. So for me personally, it's going to be very important to meet the people that I'm going to be serving and just to let them know, you know, we're there to help. And I think establishing that connection is important because, you know, not everybody knows what Midwest Partnership is and what we do. So as they show up at the golf event, it'll provide them a fun experience that, you know, they can get to know us and what we do, what we can do for them in the future. So it's a networking event. Yes, it's also a fundraiser. And I think for myself and the rest of the people that are going to be working there, I think it's just a good opportunity for us to promote ourselves within the community and let people know what we can do for them.
Now, what all is going to be taking place on Friday during this event? You know, you've got check-in at 9 a.m., the tee times at 10, and then awards at 3 p.m. You know, what should people expect from this?
So we currently do not have all of our team slots filled. So from 9 to 10, there will be registration for people that are looking to come golf. So if anybody is looking to still join us, they're more than welcome to join us on Friday. But during the registration and up till tee time, we'll be selling raffle tickets and mulligans for the day. So if people are interested in entering the raffle for prizes at the end of the day, they're welcome to buy tickets as well as the mulligans for when they're out golfing. The award ceremony should in the afternoon kind of consist of, there will be different heats of teams. So the top scorers from those teams will be presented with awards as well as prizes that will be available for those winning teams. And that's kind of what the day will look like. Should be a pretty relaxed day with hopefully we have good weather, and it'll be a good event for us and hopefully a good event for the rest of the teams that'll be competing.
You know, and we kind of touched on a little bit earlier that last year's golf outing was a little bit parsed back due to the pandemic. You know, what do you hope people get out of this annual golf outing this year? And how does it feel to be able to just hold this event the way it should be held?
You know, I think it'll be good to have everybody. I think people are ready to be back out and doing this sort of thing. It's obviously been a little bit difficult to come back with how things have been going in terms of COVID restrictions and whatnot. But I think people are ready to come out and socialize and experience things like they normally would have in previous years. So I hope that this year can be a little bit more normal than last year's and a little bit more like the years prior where we were able to hold the event at full force. So I hope that this year kind of works out a little bit better than last year and we're able to have a more normal event.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or feel like we should mention as it relates to the Midwest Partnership 26th annual golf outing that will be taking place this Friday?
No, I would just like to invite anybody that is interested in joining us. We'd love to have as many people as we can get. Even if it's just an individual golfer, we're looking to place those on their own teams. So if there is anyone out there that would like to join, we would love to have them there.
Now, what is the cost for that?
So currently, individual golfers for the day are $85 and a team of four is $325. And that should include food and drink for the day as well. That should be catered there at the event.
And that was our conversation with Midwest Partnership Development Corporation Administrative and Marketing Coordinator Peter Johnson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Peter for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.